BBC Radio Australia.
The COVID-19 pandemic has created economic turmoil and Pacific Island nations have seen thousands of job losses around the region. In order to counter this economic emergency, many Pacific governments have introduced their own stimulus packages and financial aids from countries including Australia has provided some welcome relief. But a new report released today by the Lowy Institute in Australia says it's not enough to keep these economies afloat in the long term. The independent think tank is warning the Pacific is facing a, quote, lost decade and says at least $5 billion Australian dollars will be needed over the next 3 years for the region to fully recover from the pandemic, a large chunk of that coming from Australia. Marion Farr has the story.
When the COVID-19 pandemic took hold, Pacific governments acted quickly. They were among some of the first countries in the world to close their borders. And while a handful of Pacific nations remain some of the only places in the world still COVID-free, their economies have been hard hit, with tourism collapsing and exports in decline. Almost a year on, and the fallout is continuing.
In September, our unemployment figure was 130,000, and that was primarily the tourism industry and smaller sections of the private sector. 3 months on, there have been public sector layoffs, so I don't see us bouncing back anytime soon, not with borders still effectively closed.
Fantasia Lockington is Fiji's Hotel and Tourism Association president.
As the year comes to an end, it's going to be a pretty bleak Christmas for many families right across the country. And then come January, February, when, you know, the Christmas period is over and people have finished their break, it'll be time for the children to go back to school. So there'll be many families that will be at a loss in terms of trying to put the children back in school. Even though education is free here, you're still expected to provide things like some bus fares if your children are in secondary school, for instance, school fees, shoes and the like.
A report by the Lowy Institute, released today, says it could take a decade for Pacific economies to recover and for wages and employment to return to normal.
Yeah, their economies are particularly small and fragile and they're heavily reliant on a very narrow set of external income sources.
Roland Raja is co-author of the report.
In particular, several countries are very heavily reliant on international tourism, which we all know has completely collapsed in the wake of the pandemic. And then in addition to that, many other Pacific economies are reliant on other sources of external income, which have also been hit quite badly, such as commodity exports or remittances from overseas workers.
He says the longer-term economic impact of COVID-19 could have severe consequences for everyday people.
First, government revenue has gone down quite considerably across the Pacific, and that's going to put a huge amount of pressure on their ability to spend on key services, such as in health and education. And then in addition to that, because households are going to be directly under economic pressure, that's probably going to reduce their own ability also to invest in their own health and education. That can mean having to pull kids out of school or being unable to afford the school textbooks or not being able to send people to the doctor or get medical treatment where they need to, and those sorts of things.
While developed countries like Australia have been able to prop up their citizens with income support packages for those who've lost work, Pacific countries haven't been able to assist at the same level.
The standard policy from economists in response to a crisis like this is that there should be a very sizable and significant amount of fiscal stimulus. This is the key to getting economies back and people's incomes ultimately back to where it should be. Now, we know with the Pacific that basically these are largely aid-dependent economies with little to no access to alternative sources of finance.
So the Lowy Institute suggests other countries need to help out by providing at least $5 billion over the next 3 years. The lion's share would go to Papua New Guinea and Fiji, the Pacific's two largest economies. Roland Raja says about two-thirds of the money should be spent on small-scale public infrastructure projects that would create local jobs, and the rest should go on humanitarian assistance.
That doesn't have to be huge mega projects, right? I mean, it can be very helpful for that to be invested in small-scale public works in terms of labour-intensive things like road maintenance, climate change, adaptation in particular, in terms of simple things like building schools and so on.
$5 billion is a lot of money, but in an era of growing geopolitical competition in the Pacific, Roland Raja doesn't expect it would have to come from one place. He suggests Australia should contribute about 40% or $2 billion to this recovery package in the form of either grants or strategic loans.
Australia has been quite concerned about the influence of other countries rising in the Pacific, of course, this being particularly directed at China. So it's important from an Australian national interest perspective to be stepping up, to be the one to help the Pacific during their time of need. Of course, we should also want others like China inclusive to also be doing their part. You know, if there is hugely negative impacts in the region, this could be potentially politically and socially destabilizing in some countries. It's always possible for that during periods of really intense economic hardship, like a crisis like today's, and then in which case that's something that Australia would then potentially find itself having to respond to later anyway. So it's very much in Australia's national interest to be responding to this.
In the previous financial year, Australia allocated $1.4 billion to its Pacific aid program. And Roland Raja is quick to note it's already lent a hand to its closest neighbours during the pandemic.
So it's worth recognising that the Australian government has actually already done quite a reasonable amount, I would say, in responding to the impact of COVID-19 on the Pacific. And in particular, you know, they've established a special COVID-19 response package for the Pacific, which is about $300 million over 2 years. And they've also, another important one in my view, is allocated about $500 million to roll out vaccines in the Pacific as well as Southeast Asia.
But in order to avoid further economic and social catastrophe in the Pacific, Roland Raja says more is needed, and it's needed soon.
Part of the effectiveness of stimulus is that you don't want all this damage to kind of seep into your economy. You don't want businesses to shut down. You don't want people to drop out of the labour market, to no longer be building skills in the Pacific context, especially, you know, people will return to their villages and things like that. You don't want people not investing in their own health and education because that's going to have an impact in the future as well.